Hello?
Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and this is a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a choice public opinion survey in your community. And we'd like to get your opinions and your answers and remain confidential. May I know if you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, ma'am, I would like to proceed with the next couple of questions. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, we took the following best describe how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County, Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. Would you say that you are definitely going to vote? You are very likely
definitely,
to vote?
Definitely going to vote, yes.
Thank you. And in this case, ma'am, with which political party are you registered? Would you say you are Democrat, Republican, or you have no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background, ma'am?
Others.
I'm sorry?
I identify as other.
Okay, okay. Thank
There's
you
no category for me, so.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much for letting me know that. May I know what's your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 45 to 65?
Under 35.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Thank you. And for the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Would you say it is corruption in local government, crime in neighborhood safety, fluency, level rights of environmental resiliency, quality of life like roads and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs?
Housing.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, it is a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say that you would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first person I have in here is Miguel Solomon. Would you say that your opinion is favorable?
No,
or? Okay, thank you. What about Joe Arroyo?
Unfavorable.
Okay, and it is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and what about Francis Suarez?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and what about Maria Elvira Salazar?
Very unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
What about Rossi Cordero Stutz?
Who?
Rossi Cordero Stutz.
Not familiar.
Okay. What about Daniela Levin Cava?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much for that. What about Carlos Jimenez?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Sanchez?
Not really familiar. Joe Sanchez. Very unfavorable. Never mind.
Okay, thank you. What about Fabian Basabe?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Aileen Higgins?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
What about Alfonso Albinón?
Never heard of him.
What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Never heard of him.
What about Vicky Lopez?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfileon or Aileen Higgins?
Aileen Higgins.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Aileen Higgins?
Aileen Higgins.
Thank you. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carroyo or Aileen Higgins?
Aileen Higgins.
So you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Sorry, what's the question?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Overall, I approve. I don't have a strong opinion.
So would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. You will now be given some statements about Aileen Higgins. Please indicate...
Okay, I'm sorry. How many questions do you have left? I'm kind of in a rush here. I want to finish this, but I'm also in a rush.
Okay, we're at 82% of the survey right now. We're almost done, okay? I will read you some statements about Aileen Higgins, and please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Aileen Higgins' election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. The first one is, since Aileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Would you say that this make you much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or it makes no difference for you, ma'am?
It makes no difference.
Okay, what about Aileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Would you say that you are much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, I'm sorry, much less likely or makes no difference?
Somewhat less likely, but...
Okay. And what about during these challenging times, Aileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million? Would you say this made you much more?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Aileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Would it make a difference, or would it make
no difference.
More? Okay. Now, also, I have right here that Aileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would you say that...
No,
okay. In that case, also, Aileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a massive score in transit and mobility. Higgins put over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, he got a brass stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Would you, how likely are you to vote for her? Much more? Somewhat more? Somewhat
less?
Yeah,
I don't know
or much
formulating
more
her.
Different?
I don't know who's formulating these questions. No difference. Hard
okay,
to
perfect. Okay, great. So no difference. I appreciate that from you. Also, one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay, in this case, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say that you would vote for Alfonso Aci León or for Aileen Higgins?
I would still vote for her because I don't know anything okay. about him.
Right. And in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission, we're held today among the following candidates for whom would you vote?
Yeah, okay, okay, well, let's just save us time. My answer hasn't changed. Let's save us
okay.
time. My answer hasn't
changed.
Thank you
so much. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carvalho or Aileen Higgins?
Aileen Higgins.
Thank you. I am now going to ask you three short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, ma'am?
Grad school.
Okay. Would you say that you are the college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree?
No, I have a graduate degree.
Okay. Oh,
like,
so graduate
like,
degree? Okay.
Like the highest,
okay.
whatever
one it was. Yeah, yeah, postgraduate, I understand. Great, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so very much for your participation and for your patience. Have a wonderful one. Bye-bye.